We are seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. This is the top of hour two here on the chair. That was Wood and Wire. The song was Nothing Wrong. It's a self-titled CD, Wood and Wire, 2013, self-release. We'll hear another one from them in a moment. You may find the link to any artist you hear on the eclectic chair on my website, radiochair.com. Now let's hear Wood and Wire's Overblown. I think it's rather fitting for this time of the year.
There's a cold wind blowing, blowing through my bones, far away from where it's meant to be. 'Cause unless it's snowing in the Rocky Mountain high, these bitter northern gusts can keep away. Overblown, yeah, the winds, they missed their mark. They were traveling through the dark behind a storm. Overblown, and they made it to the coast, and the sun came out and drove them out of Texas. If I'm up atop a vast mountain range, great and white, and I can watch a snowy blanket as it grows, I rejoice with every inch and celebrate each night. Their mark, they were traveling through the dark behind a storm. Overblown, and they made it to the coast, and the sun came out and drove them out of Texas. Overblown, and they made it to the coast, and the sun came out and drove them out of Texas.
He had a little apartment on Sheridan Square in New York. Had it almost 40 years. They say Dylan slept on the couch once, and Phil Oakes. during his final psychotic days, when Phil called himself John Train and sat up all day on the sofa cutting up National Geographics, making whacked out collages and threatening people's lives with scissors. Then Phil Oakes hung himself in Far Rockaway. But Dave Van Ronk tried to watch over all of them. Every kid who walked in wide-eyed with a guitar and a song fragment, they called Dave the Pope of Greenwich Village. And I sat on his couch a few times, and it was better than any $100 shrink or hooker. His second wife, Andrea, is a beautiful little woman who plays classical harp. And Dave would direct her to play records as we sat there and drank. Then he'd tell us to shut up and listen. And if we didn't listen, Van Ronk would command her to play a song again and again until we got it. Like, play that goddamn thing again, Andrea, play it. Now listen to this goddamn thing, you people. Listen to this goddamn song, you people. And he closed his eyes. Boy, would we listen. We'd try to clear out our drunken heads and listen deep. And then that big magic glass pitcher of white wine would appear with an ice cube shaft down the middle, magically refilled in the kitchen. Gallons of it. Van Ronk would cough and close his eyes and suck on a forbidden cigarette till he was finally asleep, passed out, snoring and muttering on the couch. And you could hear his smoke-destroyed lungs struggling to clear the air. And we all staggered down those stairs. That little rent-controlled apartment, with all its books and Micronesian art and guitars and harps and cigarette smoke, wine bottles and folk ghosts and wonderful, wonderful stories and the magic glass pitcher of white wine. We all loved Dave Van Ronk. He was the Pope of Greenwich Village, goddammit. And when he died, they had all the appropriate tributes. I heard they even named a street after him in New York City. But who the hell can conjure up those nights we all spent feeling honored and blessed by the Pope, melting into a couch, hearing him rant and rave and tell old stories? That's the way it was, sinking further and further into that couch, giving us benediction with a cigarette stub, ashes flying everywhere, as some new guitar poet kid walked through. We were wondering if Dylan dropped any songs between the cushions that were still down there. All we found was old pennies. So go down to the village, do yourself a favor one of these days, and put your ear to the ground. Over there near Sheridan Square. Listen to him. God damn it, listen. He's still there. Listen to Dave Van Ronk. Play that goddamn song again, Andrea. Play it, play it. Play that goddamn Van Ronk song one more time. I can hear him coughing, singing, barking, lecturing, laughing, ranting and raving in heaven or hell or purgatory, oblivion, nirvana, wherever they send the real good ones after they pass on through. And their earthly gig is over. Thank you.
most of my friends didn't come. Make you worry, make you wonder about times to come. My old mother said to me, so young and foolish, child, you can't see now. I ain't got no mother. My sister and my brother turned the back on me.
It's always late.
Seated on the eclectic chair, I'm your host, Trish Lewis. I had to get away from that song, too. That was a Hollow, the title track from Ferris and the Wheels EP. We heard Hold Your Tongue and the title track, Hollow, Ferris and the Wheels. We heard Dave Van Ronk, well, actually Tom Russell and a little Dave Van Ronk ditty from Hot Walker, the classic 2005 High Tone record release. And we heard Wood and Wire pull out this hour with Overblown from their self-titled CD, Wood and Wire, 2013 self-release. You may find the link to any artist you hear on the Eclectic Chair on my website, radiochair.com. Now let's hear a couple from the Port City Prophets. Close your eyes.
Let me take you away. Let's go where the sidewalk ends, where trouble is everywhere. Love is everywhere. I'm
Your foot tapping when I put the coffee on, and I can't see your smile. been around now for a while. No stranger to the rain. I've seen many a good soul go down to their losing end. In my travels there have been times of no peace, in love and in loss. Until the turning of my world must cease, like everyone I will bear my cross. And I know blue is the sound you seems you've had to be. High and low, you're sitting in the darkness. When a voice appears to say, friend, though we've time and space between, friend, though we've not been eye to eye, friend, might I ease the pain like the world. I'll be there for you, friend. As the water flows under the bridge from past to present time, though I'm out of sight off in the distance, no, you're not out of mind. Oh, I'm thankful for all I've got on this earthly plane. But isn't that how we do for each other?
Seated on the eclectic chair, I'm your host, Trish Lewis. That was Billy Thompson, the title track from his CD Friend, a 2013 Soul Stew record release. We'll hear another one from him in a moment. We heard two from Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line. Thank you, Paula Holvac. We heard Party Line and Bike Ride. Both came from Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line. The CD is called Carnival. It's a 2013 Blue Pig record release. Nora Jane Struthers. We heard the Port City Prophets. We heard Mule in a One Horse Town and Close Your Eyes from Mule. The Port City Prophets, 2013 self-release. You may find the link to any artist you hear on the Eclectic Chair on my website, radiochair.com. Let's hear one more from Billy Thompson, Soldier of Misfortune. You know what I want you to do. Remain seated.
I'm a soldier of misfortune, fighting my own little war. I'm a soldier of misfortune, fighting my own little war. I'm out here on the front line, wondering what I'm fighting for. Well, I must be mercenary if I love my president. Well, I must be mercenary, 'cause I need more presidents. But we're struggling in the homeland, all the 99%. Yeah, I'm a seasoned veteran man, I've seen many a campaign. I may be walking wounded, but I see the shell game. On the many sore survivors, hurting town to town, feeling like a prisoner till you're 6 feet underground. I'm a soldier of misfortune. Oh, what have they done? Mr. Eisenhower warned us back in 1961. Seen many a campaign. I may be walking wounded in the banking shell game. Survivor kits are dwindling, just like my bank account. You'd have to break the Fed up just to bring a turnabout out. I'm a soldier of misfortune, seeing through lies that abound. An empire going down.
Well, I didn't come here to deal with a doggone thing. I just came here to hear the drumming cymbal ring. There ain't no way you can put me down. I just wanna say that hell's my wife's old town. Well, there's reasons for this. I can't think of any just now, but I know they exist. I'm sitting in the sun till my skin turns brown. I just wanna say that hell's my wife's hometown. Hometown. Hometown.
Drink me into bed. No, baby, no, that ain't
You guys know the routine. I just loathe to turn that down. That is John Ginty behind me. The song is The Quirk from Bad News Travels. And boy, how does it. A 2013 American Showplace record release, John Ginty. We heard Cherie Williams and the Wise Guys, Time. I really like that song. From I'm Here to Stay, a 2007 Electrofy music release, Cherie Williams. We heard Lisa Bialys with Ricky Nye and the Paris Blues Band. You Got to Know How from the CD Singing in My Soul, a 2013 Big Song music release, Lisa Bialys. Bob Dylan gave us his, oh, I love that song, My Wife's Hometown from Together Through Life, Bob Dylan's 2009 Sony record release. And Billy Thompson gave us one more from his CD Friend. We heard Soldier of Misfortune, the 2013 Soul Stew record release, Billy Thompson. We're putting that chair back upside down on the table again. Already the Eclectic Chair is produced in the studios of WUCX-FM, Delta College Quality Public Radio. If you'd like a playlist or have a question or comment about today's show, this has been chair number 400. Email me, I love email, at radiochair@gmail.com. That's radiochair@gmail.com. Or you may see the playlist online, you know where, radiochair.com. If you prefer, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope for a playlist to the Chair's Post Office Box 25, Bay City, Michigan, 48707. If you're a musician that would like to be heard here on the Chair, do send me a CD or sample of your work, including your contact information, and I promise to listen to whatever you send my way with big ears and an open heart. That's P.O. Box 25, Bay City, MI, 48707. The Eclectic Chair's opening music is courtesy of Mike Henderson and the Blue Bloods version of Sonny Boy Williamson's Mr. Downchild. Thank you, Mike. Thanks to Mr. Howard Sharper for his original executive production. As always, thank you, Mr. Ron McNew, for your technical, spiritual, and enthusiastic lack of menu advice. I couldn't do it without you. Thank you for listening, and be sure to take a seat on the next Eclectic Chair, right here on this fine public radio station, in 6 days and 22 hours, if the fates allow. Happy New Year, everybody. Peace.